So I'm going to ask you a couple sort of basic clinical questions related to efficacy. And I'd like you to think again about the same case, this 27-year-old man, and maybe you actually had this conversation with him. But if he had asked you, what is the chance that I'm going to have a relapse if I take ABVD? And what's the chance that I'm going to have a relapse if I take BVAVD? What numbers would you or did you give him?
Well, I guess the, is like, I'm just trying to remember. I think it was 72% 2-year modified progression-free survival for ABVD and 83% for BV plus AVD. So I'd say, it would be in either case, it would be 70% to 80%, closer in the low 80s. Based on the trial data for BV plus AVD and maybe in the 70s for ABVD. Although with his multiple adverse risk factors, there might be a bigger difference than 5% because he may actually be in a subgroup that even would benefit more than the 5% difference.
So sounds like he would have maybe in the range of 20% chance of relapse.
Well, I don't know, 20% chance, but maybe more like 10% chance.
I was saying with
Or 10 to 15% chance.
ABVD, that maybe it might be a difference in him of, say, 10%.
Yeah.
And I'm also curious how you come up with these numbers. I heard you, sort of go through your thinking for him. One of the things, that's looked at a lot is hazard rate. And, for example, I'm looking at the paper now. I see the hazard rate. One was for progression, death, or modified progression was 0.77, so 23% relative reduction. The other was 0.72, 0.28. I guess my question is, again, kind of the adjuvant model, breast, colon, lung, et cetera, which is kind of, it's a little bit different, but they apply that risk reduction, relative risk reduction, equally across the risk categories so that the absolute benefit tends to be greater in the higher risk patient. Is that kind of the way the numbers work in Hodgkin also?
Well, it sounds better if you say a 23% reduction in relapse rate. It sounds a little bit worse if it's actually a 5%
Yeah, no, I'm
difference,
just saying in terms of the way you calculate it.
Yeah, I'm not really a statistician. I mean, I thought that,
Yeah, but you're a clinician.
I thought you should give
So.
both. You should give the reduction of risk of recurrence plus the actual difference in the two arms. So again, there is a benefit and it's consistent, but it's not very large. And given the expense of brentuximab vedotin, I mean, to look, for this small difference, I mean, there's some pushback. I mean, people say, well, look, it's not really that much of a difference to justify the costs. So that, I think, has been a matter of pushback in those who, really do not want to give everybody now BV plus AVD. And I think the RATHL trial allows you to eliminate bleomycin after 2 cycles with a negative PET. And, that may reduce the bleomycin risk to some extent. It did in that trial. However, bleomycin toxicity is somewhat idiosyncratic, so you can even get it in the first or second cycle. So it doesn't completely eliminate that, although maybe dropping bleomycin after 2 cycles in PET negative, interim PET negative patients does reduce somewhat the bleomycin risk. In my own view, I don't think I'm really necessarily prepared to give everybody with stage 3 and 4 disease BV plus AVD, but I think I'd like to look at subsets that, really seem to benefit. Another interesting analysis is North America versus other sites. So in North America, the style of treatment is a little bit different. Drugs are more given on time, less delays, treat through neutropenia because febrile neutropenia with ABVD is rare, even though neutropenia, stage 3 and 4 neutropenia is common. And so an analysis showed a somewhat better PFS for patients treated in North America as compared to other places where there were more dose delays and so on. Dose intensity seemed to be a little bit better in North America, which maybe this would account for the difference. So that's another thing that I think is going to be interesting. I think that the sponsor of the Echelon trial is planning a phase four study in North America, probably with more community organizations and academic sites, of BV plus AVD mandating prophylactic growth factor use. And it'll be very interesting to see, number one, if the febrile neutropenia rate is 10% like it was in the subset analysis, and whether dose intensity will be better and maybe results will be a little bit better than the Echelon trial.